Dude, this new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM, total winner, winner, chicken breakfast.
Chicken breakfast? Come on, I think you mean chicken dinner, bro.
Nah, brother. Crispy bacon, fluffy eggs, juicy chicken, and a buttery biscuit? That's the perfect breakfast.
All right, let me try it. Okay, yeah. Totally winner, winner, chicken breakfast. I'm gonna have to keep this right here.
Hey. Make sure every breakfast is a winner with the delicious new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM. AMPM, too much good stuff.
All right, folks. Welcome back to the Dopamine Reset Protocol, your daily dose of real talk about living a more fulfilling life. I'm your host, Leo Weston, and let me tell you, today's topic hits close to home. We're diving deep into the often overlooked superpower of solitude, spending time alone, intentionally, and without guilt. Now, before you click away thinking this is some introverted hermit's guide to staring at walls, hear me out. In our hyperconnected world, constantly bombarded with notifications, social pressures, and the never-ending scroll, it's easy to forget the power of simply being alone. Ever felt like you're running on empty? You know that feeling when your mind is racing a mile a minute and you just need a moment to breathe? That's where solitude comes in. So, let's break down five key benefits of embracing the art of solo time. Number 1. Clarity and focus. Think of your mind like a busy coffee shop, overflowing with chatter, distractions, and half-finished conversations. Spending time alone is like stepping out into a quiet park, giving your thoughts space to breathe and settle. You'll find it easier to think clearly, solve problems, and make decisions without the noise. Number 2. Self-discovery. Ever notice how you learn more about yourself on those solo road trips or during moments of quiet reflection? That's because solitude gives you the opportunity to tune in to your inner voice, explore your values, and understand what truly matters to you. It's like having a deep conversation with your own soul. Number 3. Emotional regulation. Being alone doesn't mean being lonely. It means learning to manage your emotions effectively. It gives you the space to process feelings, work through challenges, and build emotional resilience. Think of it as giving yourself permission to feel without judgment, allowing those emotions to ebb and flow naturally. Number 4. Creativity unleashed. Ever notice how some of your best ideas come when you're daydreaming, showering, or just letting your mind wander? Solitude provides the fertile ground for creativity to blossom. It allows you to connect with your imagination, explore new ideas, and tap into your creative potential. Number 5. Recharging your batteries. Remember that feeling of being refreshed after a good night's sleep? Solitude can have a similar effect on your mental energy. By disconnecting from the constant demands of the world, you give yourself permission to rest, rejuvenate, and come back feeling more energized and focused. Think about it. When was the last time you truly enjoyed some solo time? Maybe it was that afternoon spent reading a book by the window, or that quiet walk in nature where you could just let your thoughts drift. Remember those moments, because they hold the key to unlocking a deeper sense of well-being and fulfillment. Now, let's take this conversation a step further with a real-world example. Imagine Sarah, a busy marketing executive constantly juggling deadlines, meetings, and client calls. She's feeling overwhelmed, drained, and creatively stuck. Then, one day, she decides to carve out an hour each morning for herself just to sit quietly, journal, and enjoy a cup of coffee before starting her workday. At first it feels strange, but slowly Sarah starts noticing a difference. She's more focused at work, less reactive to stress, and even bouncing back with fresh ideas. Whoa! Her me time isn't about escaping reality. It's about reconnecting with herself and coming back stronger, clearer, and more present. See? The beauty of solitude is that it's a customizable superpower. There's no right or wrong way to do it. It could be a daily meditation practice, an afternoon hike in your favorite park, or even just 15 minutes of journaling before bed. The key is to find what works for you and make it a consistent part of your routine. So, my friends, remember, taking time alone isn't selfish, it's essential. It's an investment in your well-being, creativity, and overall happiness. Start small, experiment, and see the incredible difference solitude can make in your life. Ready to take charge of your well-being? Share this episode with a friend who could benefit from hearing this message. And don't forget to follow us on social media for daily doses of inspiration and motivation. Until next time, keep resetting that dopamine.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.